Say, kids, what time is it?
It's time for Charles Rotblat, editor of the American Association of Individual Investors Journal.
Holy mackerel!
Each week on Tuesdays, Charles joins us here on Money Life to give us the buy of the week.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
And now, here's Charles Rotblat.
Sir, do we get to win this time?
Well, you get to win when you follow great advice and you understand why you're following that advice. And that's why we turn every week to Charles Rotblat, not just for the buy of the week, but also for the sell of the week. And he'll be back tomorrow with that. But the bigger side is that you get Charles's advice as it comes from the American Association of Individual Investors. What's cool about that is that Charles is not wed to one style, and neither is AAII. It's what are the things that come into making something a buy and something a sell. And you can apply those metrics then to your own things and learn a lot. And if you want to learn more about investing, check out the American Association of Individual Investors at AAII.com. You can follow Charles on Twitter. He's at Charles Rotblat, but right now he's here. Charles, welcome back to Money Life.
Thank you for having me.
Our buy of the week is
Constellation Brands.
Constellation Brands. Now, that is ticker symbol STZ. This is one that I think, well, for me, it makes me happy because
beer.
And not just beer, but
to alcohol, the cause of and solution to all of life's problems.
Well, in this case, you're suggesting that Constellation Brands, which is a premium wine company, but they also import a lot of beer, that they are the solution to your problem of not finding stocks that necessarily work. So why are you so happy with Constellation Brands?
Well, I should start off by saying that's probably my favorite Homer Simpson quote.
Well, but there's also this one I should point out that is applicable.
Alcohol is my way of life, and I aim to keep it.
Just saying.
Absolutely. The reason why I'm focusing on this chart, because it's earnings season, I actually am looking at our earnings estimate revision screens. For the buy of the week, I'm looking for stocks that have positive earnings estimate revisions, a sign that analysts expect things to be better. And in this case, you see an identifiable catalyst. A few weeks ago, in fact, they reported earnings, and they actually gave a pretty good fiscal 2015 forecast. They project earnings to be between $3.95 and $4.15 per share. Analysts quickly raised their estimates. The consensus estimates now at $4.09 per share. When you look at the numbers, I should point out you need to put an asterisk by it because the numbers show about 86% growth in sales, which sounds great. What they basically did is they bought out the portion of a distributor they didn't own before, importer actually, regarding their beers business. So it actually boosted earnings, but it's not because sales grew strongly. It's that they actually are able to record more of those sales. But even still, we're still seeing good growth for them. They are the leading marketer of imported beer in the U.S. They actually control the rights to Corona and all the Modelo brands. They also have a lot of the leading wines, including Robert Mondavi, Clos du Bois, Ravenswood. They're also pretty active in spirits. You have Black Velvet Canadian Whiskey, Paul Mason Grande Amber Brandy.
Now, you're a little bit young. It's Paul Masson, and you have to remember, if you're of my generation, there were some television ads featuring famous people back in the 70s selling Paul Masson stuff.
Well, I apologize to the Paul Masson fans for mispronouncing that. But what you are seeing here is you're actually seeing a good market here. And because they focus mostly on the U.S., Canada, and New Zealand, they are trying to make some inroads into China, but they don't necessarily have the exposure that, say, a company like Diageo, which I own, has. So they've been less affected by some of the crackdown they've had in China. In China, you have a big crackdown on too much affluent spending by government officials, and that's hurting a lot of higher-end stuff, including higher-end liquor sales. That's not really affecting Constellation Brands, which is a positive. So you're seeing this positive earnings growth. You're seeing them not only reporting free cash flow, but also projecting more free cash flow in the future. And I think when you combine all that with what's a reasonable valuation, and by the way, stock price has been doing pretty well also, it's a great combination.
How great a combination. I mean, is this a home run? Is this a single? Is this a double? What are we expecting in terms of reasonable upside here?
You know, I think this is between a single and a double. If you look at the valuation, because of the way they reported earnings, you might see a P.E. ratio below 10. That's because they're reporting earnings of about $10 per share, and that reflects the acquisition and some accounting work. You actually want to look more at what's going to happen next year, the forecast fiscal 2015 numbers, which aren't affected by all those accounting maneuvers. It's not that they're doing anything wrong. It's just the way sometimes the rules play out. And if you go by this range of 395 to 415, you're looking at a stock that's actually trading at about 19.5 times earnings. The industry median is 21.8, so you're looking at a stock that's potentially 12 to 15% undervalued. And given this company's ability to beat estimates, I think there's reason to expect that numbers could actually be better than forecasts, which means there's actually upside to that valuation range.
So if guidance is met, you're talking about 12 to 15%. It could be better than that. Is this something that you're expecting you're going to get that 12 to 15%? Over 12 months, 6 months, 18 months?
I think over the next 12 months.
12 months, reasonable. And then it's a total reevaluation at that point? Or this is the kind of thing that with those prospects you could see holding it longer, although you always reevaluate?
I think you always reevaluate, but there's two things that are going for the stock from a longer-term standpoint. A, people are always going to drink. They've done it since the start of man. The other thing is that there's a possibility of a dividend coming down the road. In their earnings conference call, they were asked specifically, what are you guys going to do about a dividend? They've got some goals they want to meet, but they suggested that by the end of fiscal 2016, they could consider at that point paying a dividend. So it's not certain, but that's something that long-term investors could look for, too.
Well, a dividend, yeah, that would make folks actually want to pop the champagne. And, you know, we like popping champagne corks. And we like Constellation Brands, at least this week, because it is the buy of the week. Ticker symbol STZ, premium wines, and...
beer.
Absolutely. And of course, premium guests on Money Life. Well, Charles Roeplett is the guest of the week. The only one who joins us twice. He's going to be back tomorrow with the sell of the week. Charles, looking forward to that.
I do as well.
Remember, you can get more information at AAII.com or you can follow Charles on Twitter at Charles Roeplett. We've just gotten started on the April 22nd edition of Money Life, so stick around. We'll be coming back strong right after this message.